Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. And Scott, even before we're on the air, we have Dardar asking how I'm doing and telling you to go away.
I know. Yeah. It's right on time. Yeah. I had a little technical issue. I let Donda use my laptop last week, and he decided to take it swimming. So needless to say, I had to do last week on my phone, but I got a new laptop, and it is Donda proof now. So I'm back.
Yeah, we already have Brandon in the chat. We have Benny in the chat. Oh, hey, everybody, make sure as you're watching, you're commenting down below. We'll pick one lucky winner to win one of our signed posters at our next New Genesis Wrestling event, which will be Melee in Muskoda. Melee in Muskoda 3, and we only have a couple of announced matches so far. First one will be Tobias Storm and Playboy Double H, NGW Heavyweight Champion, going up against the returning Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz in a tag team match.
Yeah, that was announced whenever we had the PYT takeover. I guess that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
Playboy wanted to find out who he was fighting at Melee Muskoda 2 or Melee Muskoda 3. Let me rephrase that. But now it was announced that he will be teaming up with Tobias to take on the returning Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz. So that's going to be a great match.
And also at Melee Muskoda 3 on June 21st in Muskoda, Illinois. We talked about this a little bit last week, but contract has been signed, and it will be Jerry Morgan facing Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
Yep. Sid Holland is defending that title. You know, Jerry Morgan, we had him on last week. You know, he's looking to catch some gold in NGW, and he's got his sights set on the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship.
Scott, slow count, Playboy Double H. Oh, and we got Benny saying that Dardar would be a better host than you, Scott.
Well,
everybody picking on you, Scott. Brand saying that PYT is going to lose, which, you know, well, that's why it's a tag team match, really, because, you know, we promised Wrestling for a Cure that they'd be able to have Playboy Double H defend the NGW Heavyweight Championship at Wrestling for a Cure against Chris Cade. So we need to ensure that that match happens.
Yep. And now that the title's not on the line, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, this match is not going to be having effects on Playboy and Tobias. But, you know, like I said, the numbers game will be probably a factor because, you know, PYT is not coming out there alone.
Yeah, and one thing keep an eye out on is this is Melee in Muskoda 3, and we've subtitled Keeping the Tradition Alive because there is a very long, proud wrestling tradition in the town of Muskoda, Illinois. And over the next couple weeks, we should be putting out some video packages detailing some of the historical matches and big names that have actually been through Muskoda, Illinois in the past.
Yes, Muskoda is a rich history town in professional wrestling. You know, we had the first ever, what was it, the women tag team match in Muskoda.
Yes, the first ever women's tag team match in the state of Illinois took place in Muskoda, Illinois.
Yep, so Muskoda has Muskoda is, you know, outside of St. Louis, so St. Louis has a lot of rich wrestling history. So I didn't know Muskoda was rich in wrestling history until you started checking all that stuff out. So it's nice.
Oh, there's so much there. And we're really excited to talk about a lot of it over the next upcoming weeks.
I can't wait.
No, but somebody who we fully expect to be at Wrestling for a Cure or at Melee Muskoda 3 will be Navi Kai, our guest tonight. Don't know what his match is yet, but let's take a look at Navi's list of accomplishments. He's been making his mark in NGW and IWA productions lately. He has 2 years in pro wrestling. He's been an SNPW light heavyweight champion, IEW Midwest champion. He has wrestled in Tennessee, Arizona, Illinois, Minnesota, and Indiana. And fun fact about Navi, he was trained by Kamaru Jackson, Mike Outlaw, and Warhorse.
Wow.
That's a pretty impressive list right there. Well, Scott, what do you say we go ahead and bring on Navi Kai?
I mean, they're not here to see us. They're here to see the guests, so let's bring them on.
All right. And Navi, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm good. What about you, Alex? What about you, Scott?
All right.
I'm good. Now, thank you for joining us, Navi.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Well, Scott kind of has a little bit of a hard time on Thursdays because he always has the infamous Dardar in the chat kind of picking on him.
Yeah, she's just a fan in disguise. She really appreciates me being a referee. So I think she's just showing.
My advice, Scott, don't pay that no attention. Never argue with a fool on the internet.
Well, it's Dardar, so you know.
Well, Dardar, I really wouldn't classify her as a fool because she's the creator of the hashtag Scott's Fault.
Yeah, she's the reason why I'm making she's the reason why I'm making money. So, you know, not all too bad.
Which I haven't told you this yet, Scott, but the other night on Marcellus Knight's Twitch stream, Dardar and I came to an agreement because she was still upset that you haven't given her cut from the hashtag Scott's Fault stickers.
It's in the mail.
Well, we came to an agreement because, you know, I told her that you're trying to use that to raise money for Wrestling for a Cure.
Yes.
So she's fine with that as long as you are donating the money to Wrestling for a Cure in her name.
Okay. I'll do it partially her name, you know. But, you know, people got to buy the stickers. So if nobody buys the stickers, then, you know, I can't donate no money for Wrestling for a Cure. So at Melee Mosquito 2, I will have two different versions of the stickers.
Three. So
three. Well,
Melee Mosquito 3, Scott.
I keep saying two. I'm off a year. Okay. Melee Mosquito 3. But I will have Scott's Fault and not Scott's Fault stickers. So you can buy one and see which one you if it's my fault or not my fault. So. Either way, it goes for a good cure. It goes for Wrestling for a Cure. So, you know.
So, Navi, we saw in your introduction that you've been in wrestling for 2 years now. Is that right?
Yep.
How'd you get into it?
It was like right after high school. I wanted to start focusing on my wrestling career. So, and plus, after I graduated high school, COVID happened. So luckily, around that time, I think wrestling school started to open back up. So the main focus was going to pro wrestling school and start training.
See, we got Benny Cavini in the chat here saying, love you, Navi. If there was one person you would want to team up with within history, live or dead, who would it be and what team would you want to face?
Wow.
Benny, right out the gate with the hard-hitting question here.
Well, I did say previously I wouldn't team up with Clay Hoona and Horzog. But if it was one dead person I want to team up with, it would probably be Kamala.
That's a great choice. Now, who would you want to face with Kamala?
A lot of tag teams out there. Either the Street Profits or the Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh. Coming right out with some hard hitting answers there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, all right, we got Kamala and Navi Kai. I'm sitting here thinking, man, who, because it got me thinking, who would I like to see that team go against? And, you know, the first thing that went through my mind, because I'm old, was Rock and Roll Express in their prime.
Kamala, Navi Kai versus the Rock and Roll Express. That'll probably be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to ask Kerry Morton about it, see how what he would feel about it.
And we also have Phoenix Quinn, NGW co-CEO, in the chat saying that you are an asset to the locker room, and, you know, I couldn't agree more.
Oh, thank you, Phoenix.
I mean, since you've shown up in NGW, you have done some absolutely amazing work. And, you know, we're also seeing in IWA Productions. And one thing that I absolutely love is being able to get shots of you doing just, like, amazing things. Like, you did that from the ground. You got that much air off from jumping off the ground. That is incredible to me. Just pictures of you flying through the air. I love it.
Can't get the jungle out of me.
Yeah, that triple threat Navi you guys Kai had.
Is from the forest or the jungle?
The jungle. I mean, you can say both.
And Scott, you had a question?
But I was saying that last month when you guys did the triple threat match at IWA Productions, you and TJ and Jerry Morgan, I mean, that was... I was the official for that match, and that was a phenomenal match. I mean, that could have went either way. I mean, you and TJ, I mean, I'd like to see you and TJ one-on-one, because, I mean, I think, I know it's happened before, but, you know, it's happened before, but I think that you guys would put on a phenomenal match.
I'm looking forward to one day working with TJ again. I hope that comes to a point, it'll be a one-on-one match.
Well, hopefully we will see TJ Kellis in New Genesis Wrestling. We haven't heard from him. He's not answering nobody's calls. He's not, you know, responding to anybody. So we don't know what the situation is with TJ, but we're hoping to see TJ back in New Genesis. And that's one match I would like to see is TJ versus Navi in NGW.
Yeah, we got Betty in the chat saying Navi is definitely one I love to see in the ring due to his high-flying nature. We've got Shaft in the chat again this evening. Good evening, Shaft.
Hello, Shaft.
What's up, Shaft?
And we have a question from Dardar for you. Hey, Navi, who would you want to wrestle in the future in NGW? And by the way, she didn't know who to cheer during the match versus you and Marco, but she had to cheer with Marco because he's one of the PYT people.
It's okay. I'm not mad. It's a lot of people I want to work with in the NGW locker room. I definitely want to rematch with Logan. I definitely want to wrestle Tobias. I definitely want to have a match with Ricky Cruz one day because he was my mentor. He was a mentor to me when I first got in the business. I definitely have some unfinished business with Marco. I definitely want to wrestle Playboy.
That could be good, yeah.
And I definitely want to wrestle Preacher. And definitely want to wrestle Sam Manson again. It's like it's so many talent in the NGW locker room.
Yeah, we've
that I, def- we've that I definitely so want to wrestle with.
So if there was anybody, like say if you wanted to go after the tag team titles, who would you want to team up with to go after the tag team titles in NGW?
Like who do I want to team up with to win those tag titles? Yes.
Who would be the person you would like to team up with in NGW to take on for the tag team titles, if you had a person to pick?
Definitely Clay Hoona.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Definitely Clay Hoona.
That'd be a great team.
Because me and Clay, we fit we fit well together. Like, our characters match quite well. His character is, he's an island type guy, and you know, I'm more of a forest type guy. So we definitely would fit well together as a tag team. And I definitely, if we end up one day tag teaming again, I definitely see myself and Clay winning the tag team championships.
Yeah, we have Herb Simmons in the chat. Evening, Herb, saying good evening, gentlemen. We got Chef said telling you to keep up the good work, Navi.
Thanks, Chef. I appreciate you, brother.
And we got another question from Benny asking if there's one person that isn't on the indie scene that you wanted to face, who would it be?
Oh, man. And, you know, I said this to myself. If I did go to WWE, it's a lot of guys I definitely want to work with. One person on my mind was Breaker.
I'm sorry you cut out there, Navi.
Wait, did you hear me?
No, you cut out there right as you were saying the name.
I said person I would probably work with probably is Bron Breakker, because Bron Breakker has been on my mind. Like, I had a feeling if I did go to WWE one day, I definitely want to work with Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker and Gunther.
Oh.
I know it's suicide for me to even think about what a step in the ring with Gunther.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. You're a small high flyer. I mean, if Gunther chops you, you would fly right out the ring, I think.
Oh, man. But let me not laugh, because I watched him before. He literally would chop the hell out of you.
Yeah. why not Joe Hendry, man?
Joe Hendry? I mean, if I step in the ring with him, you know, I know for a fact we can put a classic on.
Oh, we got Tyler Adams in the chat here with a wonderful suggestion as well. He wants to see Navi versus Rey Fénix.
I'm definitely down for that, because I love watching Rey Fénix. Because I remember watching his match with I can't mention Chad Gable, but his luchador gimmick from WrestleMania. It was an awesome match.
Yeah.
So I would love to step in the ring with Rey Fénix.
See, we're just gathering up dream matches for you tonight, Navi. And we actually also have a question from Brandon Hunt and a question from Darter that kind of go well together. Brandon asking what got you into wrestling, and Darter asking what inspired you to wrestle, which kind of the same question, but can be different answers, though.
So I'm gonna answer Brandon
from what inspires you.
So I'm gonna answer Brandon's question first. So what got me into wrestling? I mean, I watched it for a long time. I grew up watching it. I love the athletic stuff that they did. You know, jumping off the top ropes, doing all the dives and stuff. And I said to myself, oh, man, I can see myself doing this. I can see myself doing this one day. And plus, as a kid, me and my brother, we would wrestle each other. You know how siblings are, wrestling each other. And what inspired me on wanting to become a wrestler, probably Rey Mysterio probably was a good influence on me, because I was told that so many times that, oh, you too little to be wrestling, you know, you're not big enough, and Rey Mysterio showed the world that, you know, size doesn't matter. Even Eddie Guerrero and I can't mention his name, Chris Benoit, those guys were like, you know, not the biggest guys in wrestling, but they proved that size does not matter. So really, those guys inspired me on wanting to become a wrestler, especially Rey Mysterio the most.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember, you know, I watched Rey Mysterio back when he debuted in WCW.
And plus, like, I wasn't around that time during the WCW era. Even though Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Rey Mysterio were not my favorite wrestlers, my favorite was mostly John Cena, but I enjoyed watching those guys because, like, they were so small, but they proved that size does not matter.
Well, you know, I always felt that when you're a smaller guy in the ring, you have to have an entirely different strategy to win the match.
Definitely. I mean, you don't have to be big as Hulk Hogan picking up Andre the Giant, or big as John Cena picking up Big Show, attitude adjustment.
You're speaking of picking up guys, though, the couple weekends ago at IWA, I saw you do something that I don't think I've ever seen you do before.
Choke slam.
Look at this.
And look at the height.
Look
on
at
that.
The height you got on TJ Ellis there.
Yeah,
how
of all
did
the people,
you accomplish that? That's some strength in your arms, man.
Eat a lot of protein. And drink your protein shakes.
I didn't expect a choke slam on a Nobby Kai. When I seen that, I was like, and I seen how high TJ got up, and I said, oh my gosh. I said, that is crazy to see you doing a choke slam like that. But I mean, it was awesome.
I had TJ beat, but thanks a lot, Jerry. But triple threat, it happens. You got to do what you got to do to win.
Yeah, you got to watch out in those triple threats, and you got to watch out. We had Jerry Morgan on last week, and he's a wonderful talent in and of his own right. He's the current Ignite Pro Wrestling Outburst champion, and he shows it with every single match that he gets in the ring why he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's not called the shooter for no reason, right?
No. Yeah. You know what? You got a fan in the chat, Brandon Hunt, saying that was the Navi Slam.
Oh, thanks, man.
See, now that's what we're going to call it.
The Navi Slam.
Whenever you do that again, that's the Navi Slam.
Oh, how about the Navi Choke Slam? That sounds a little better, right?
Yeah.
So you've been doing it for 2 years now. Where did you get? You had that you were trained by Warhorse. So how did you get into the training?
So after I stopped training at Dynamo, I went over to Utopia Studios. I went to the Forge Wrestling School, where the same coaches, Outlaw and Camaro, were teaching at Dynamo. Then they moved to Utopia, and I started. And then Warhorse started coaching, and Warhorse helped me out a lot. He was teaching promo class. When I first started in promo class, like, it was very difficult for me. Like, I had trouble like figuring out what I was gonna say. It took me a long time to feel confident. Talking on the camera, it took me a long time to like feel comfortable, like just speaking. And then because when I found a character for myself, the avatar, the Navi gimmick, Warhorse, he wanted me to speak in another language. Like, he wanted me to speak. He wanted me to have more bass in my voice, as I should say, adding more sound effects to my voice where I'm, you know, speaking in my promos. And And I've been doing it ever since. And like, I really want to thank Warhurst for that. He helped me out a lot. And Horzog definitely did too. Definitely Horzog got me out of my comfort zone. And I really want to thank those guys for that. Because if it wasn't for them, probably I still would have been struggling.
So tell us a little bit more about your character.
And I hope you know, I didn't come up with Navi by myself. My homeboy, Manny, came up for Navi for me. Because I started the Avatar character about a year or so ago. Because it was time to make a change. Because my first character, the first gimmick wasn't going nowhere. It wasn't getting me anywhere. And I was getting frustrated. So I was like, you know what? Instead of getting frustrated, do something about it. Make a change. So I decided that I wanted to do a face paint gimmick because, and I wanted to talk to Warhorse about it because Warhorse was doing a face paint gimmick and I didn't want to make it seem like I was copying off him. But looking back on it, I noticed like his face paint gimmick was a little bit different than mine. Like, my character is more of an avatar, and his character at the time was a rock and roll Slim Jim type guy. So I remember at a St. Louis Anarchy show, I wrestled pre-show, and I remember after the match, I think one of the commentators told me that I should not use my real name. Like, I should use, like, a different name for my character. So I talked to my homeboy, Manny, and he was like, you know what, man? I think your name should be Navi. And I was like, you know what? I actually like that. I'm like, I'm gonna give this name a try. So I came up with, so he helped me come up with the name Navi, and I've been sticking with it since.
So you based the concept off of Avatar, you said.
Yep.
Yep. And I see how when you come out, you know, you have the connection with especially the younger fans. You almost do like kind of like the Bret Hart thing. Instead of giving the glasses, you give your little necklace. Kind of like Memento. Yep. Is that where that came from, the whole Bret Hart thing?
Yeah, kind of.
And we got Betty saying, you know, amazing high-flying Navi Kai. Spent the whole week thinking of how I could do the yell. I decided not even try. How did you come up with that yell?
The movie Avatar. It's the scene where Naruto, it was the helicopter scene where, people were trying to kill the Avatars. And then Naruto found a way to, like, retaliate by killing the people in the chopper, and she did that, and that's where I got it from.
Oh, it's been 15 years since I've seen that movie, at least. I believe I do remember that scene that you were talking about, though.
Yeah, that's really where I got the yell from. I got it from Naruto.
And where'd the hissing come from?
And I even saw a clip of one scene of the Avatars hissing. Since I'm playing this character, I might as well just do it, like just hiss. Instead of like, because I notice my opponents, like when they piss me off or make me mad, instead of like, you know, getting angry and like showing emotion, like, hey man, get out of my face. I just decided to hiss. Cause I thought the hissing will be a little better, even though some people told me the hissing not loud enough, but I think the hissing kind of works for me. Because it's just very entertaining. It's
startling, I'll tell you that.
I think it throws your opponent off because they don't expect you to hiss at them, and then you hiss at them and they're like kind of taken back, and that gives you a second to attack. So it's kind of a distraction in a way, because they're like,
yep,
did he just hiss at me? And then it allows you to attack them.
Just like when you piss a cat off, they hiss at you.
So what was your first match in the wrestling ring?
IWAU. It was against Camaro Jackson. And I think about 2 years later after that, I wrestled at the 01 Thursday show. My first match there was a tag match. My tag team partner was Nixie XS. Wonder if you guys are familiar with her.
I know her, but I've never worked with her, but I know who she is.
She was my tag partner the first night. Then after that, I started doing the 01 Thursday shows often prior to that. And then after that, I just stopped doing it.
So what drew you to NGW and IWA?
So after I did the TNT, I moved over to SMPW. And I felt like SMPW at the time was like literally the only show I was doing. So it was like I had to keep moving to other shows. So I started traveling. I did the Tennessee show with my buddy Horzog. Then I started back doing SPW again. Then I started going to the bigger shows like St. Louis Anarchy. I was working a pre-show. And then prior to that, I wanted to do the IEW show while I was still doing SPW around that time. And after the IAW, I decided to go to IWA because a couple of buddies of mine, the O'Neill brothers, were going there, and I wanted to travel with them to check IWA out. And luckily, I'm really grateful that I got on my first night. Was it a year? Yeah, it was last year.
It was about a year, I'd say.
Yeah, a year ago. And then I wanted to check NGW out. And then I hit up, I was hitting up NGW. And, I was told at the time it wasn't no spot. It wasn't no spot for me yet. So I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to wait. And then luckily, like around last September, you guys hit me up and you asked me if I was available. And luckily, I made my debut last September against Logan Ridge.
Yep.
Because it's like I was ready to expand more because I just don't want to just wrestle one show. Like, I have to wrestle other shows besides just one show. Like, let's say if I was just working NGW, I have to wrestle other shows besides just NGW, or wrestle other shows besides IWA, or wrestle other shows besides IEW. I don't want to just wrestle just one promotion.
You got to get your name out there, build yourself up.
Exactly. And I was told if I just wrestle one promotion, it's not going to get me nowhere.
And we got Brandon Hunt with another question for you. What is one of your favorite moves to do in the ring?
I got drop kicks, my cat scratches, and my stinger splash.
Yeah, I love that one. I also love when you do the scratches. I haven't been in a good position to really get the full effect of you doing that scratch on somebody's back yet, unfortunately.
Well, because everybody in wrestling is doing chops. And it's like, for my character, I feel like I just wanted to switch it up a bit. Because, like, in wrestling, the same thing. Chops, 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 chops. And it's like, and you know, me personally, I just wanted to switch it up. Cause like, I feel like me personally, chop is overused in wrestling. Cause like everybody's doing it.
Now, we haven't seen any of your opponents or possible opponents in the chat yet. So I feel maybe you could answer this question without giving something too much away to somebody. But what do you feel is something in the ring that you want to work on more? Like, I've noticed that you don't have a wide repertoire of submission holds yet.
Right. I used to do a submission, but I stopped because I wasn't doing it right. So I was like, yeah, let's stop doing that.
Yeah.
His submissions, I was interested in doing the STF submission hold because I loved how the way John Cena did it. I do love the sharpshooter, but like I feel like everybody in wrestling is doing that.
Yeah, and you might catch Jerry's attention if you start doing that one.
Yeah, but last time I checked, Jerry wasn't the first one to do it.
Oh, no disrespect. I got an idea. Jerry Morgan versus Navi Kai in a submission match.
Well, Navi doesn't have a submission, so.
Hey, like I said, you know, it gives you an opportunity to be creative and come up with a submission move.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like when Bret Hart and Stone Cold wrestled. Stone Cold wasn't a submission, but he made it work. And now it's in history and Hall of Fame is one of the best matches. So I think,
yeah.
I think in a desperate move, like if you were in there with Jerry and you had to come up with something, I think you can come up with something unique.
I mean, you know, technically somebody can submit to getting just punched in the face a whole times too, right, oh,
yeah.
Scott?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I think when Nobby's pushed in the corner, Nobby can come up with something. I think that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be great to see that match.
Navi Kai versus Jerry Morgan submission match. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, think, that could be awesome.
I think that would work. I mean, you know, we don't see a whole lot of submission matches nowadays. I mean, but I think you and Jerry, I think that would be a great match.
And Jerry is a submission specialist. So
exactly.
I definitely got to keep my eye on him. He's very sneaky.
Yeah.
Jerry Morgan is very much a master of a couple different holds.
Yes.
You also got to look out for his suplexes.
I've taken those before.
Now, you know, we've covered what's your most favorite move to perform in the ring. What maneuver do you not like being on the receiving end of as much?
I'm going to say powerbomb.
You take many of those?
Not as much, but it still hurts. I mean, a sit-down powerbomb, not bad, but, like, a regular powerbomb, like, let's say the Kevin Nash powerbomb, like, that type of powerbomb hurts.
Yeah, where it's not only lifting you up onto the shoulders, you get a little bit higher.
Yes, a little bit higher, and you just, like,
much higher.
Drop. I was like, oh, man. I was like, woo!
You know, that Kevin Nash powerbomb, but also I'm thinking of the Batista bomb. Where it's almost like a sit down.
Yeah, sit down power bomb.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not as bad as a regular power bomb, I will say.
It just depends. In there with a tall guy, like say, like, let's use an example, like a CW Graves, the height of CW Graves, getting somebody up that high, that would be brutal.
Shoot, remember Undertaker's last ride?
Yeah. You know, especially with the taller guy, you get the height, so you're able to get them up higher, especially if they're able to give them a little push up and then go down. I mean, that would be a brutal move right there to take.
Now, a couple months back at the Mount Vernon Rumble at IWA, you had an opportunity to capture the IWA Light Heavyweight Championship against the Sound Guy. That match, unfortunately, didn't go your way that night, but I still think...
No, it didn't.
I still think that it was an incredible match, though.
It was. Definitely a good match. I was definitely a little disappointed that I didn't win that belt, but, you know, which is, I'm in a Fatal 4-Way match the next IWA show for the lightweight champion. And, but, you know, Mason the Sound Guy, he just won the belt. So, you know, he earned that victory to beat me. So I'm not going to make excuses, not going to complain. You know, let's just say the Mount Vernon Rumble show just wasn't my night.
Yeah, but you know what? You came out second in the Rumble, and you lasted a good long while in that.
Yes. I just hated that I was the first one eliminated.
I didn't remember that you were the first one eliminated.
I believe I was the first one eliminated.
Look, you lasted longer than I did, though.
Yeah. I do like the fact you started flashing people and just making people go blind. Just like,
That's the only thing I could think of doing.
It was literally like some Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Hey, it worked. It worked until we tried to do it on Savage, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty hard to do it with a guy in a mask. Like, I'm just not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. There's not that many things that affect Savage. I've seen plenty of times where, you know, somebody tries to clothesline him or shoulder tackle him, and he just, you know, stands there and doesn't even move an inch.
He's a monster.
Yeah. Like,
you can't. It's not easy taking down a monster.
No.
No. I mean, especially when you're not a fully trained wrestler like you are.
Yeah.
Is that somebody you'd like to face in the future?
I wouldn't mind. I know I'm crazy for saying that, but I wouldn't mind facing Justin Savage. I was always told, never let a monster smell your fear.
He definitely saw my fear that. But you've tried to capture the IWA. You're going to be in a 4-way match, you said, coming up here for it at the end of this month, right?
Yep.
Any other titles that you're hoping to capture anytime soon or looking to try to?
The NGW Lightweight Champion.
The Lightning Division.
Yep.
Yeah, that's been a really contentious one lately. TJ Kellis had won that, and then got cashed in on, and now Preacher holds it, and he's been defending it quite successfully these last few times.
He has, but he's not going to hold that title much longer.
I mean, it's not just him that you face, though. It's him and Bruo and now Sid and Lexi Green. The Gospel Damnation is quite a powerful faction right now. They're slowly building up.
I mean, I'm dealing with the PYT clowns at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're going to have PYT. We're going to have... Or we have PYT, we have Gospel of Damnation. We've got two factions who are, Tobias is kind of wants that Lightning Division championship back, and I'm sure that that Marco Hendricks wouldn't mind holding it, but I know that Marco and Tobias are also having their eyes on the tag team championship.
Oh, I still got some unfinished business with Marco.
Yeah, we got the infamous starter saying that PYT are not clowns.
I mean, not a clown to her, but they are to me. They interfered in the match.
I like to say that they utilize creative tactics.
Yeah, well, that's called cheating in my books. And last time PYT got involved and they got ejected from ringside, and then I was the bad guy because I ejected them. Well, you know.
We have Jerry Morgan in the chat.
Oh.
Coming in saying he's trouble all by himself. Yeah, if you missed it last week, you have to catch up. Jerry was our guest last week.
Yeah, I remember Jerry being the guest last week.
Jerry, I'm not sure if you caught, but we were just talking a few moments ago about you and Navi possibly having a submission match against each other. Oh, Ben saying PYT aren't clowns, they're literal human Barbies. Oh,
well, they're fooling everybody. Everybody plays the fool sometime.
We did
no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
We did have PYT on at the beginning of the year, and of course, a couple weeks ago, you know, they've declared that 2025 is the year of PYT.
I mean, they might be right on that one.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, look at Playboy. He is the IWA heavyweight champion. He is the NGW heavyweight champion. Oh, Jerry's saying that he'd rip something off.
I wish you would.
Oh. But Jerry actually has a match, you know, coming up. We talked about earlier at Melee and Mascuda 3. He's going to be facing Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure championship.
That's the match I'm definitely looking forward to watching.
Which, you know, right now, New Genesis Wrestling currently holds the top spot in the Wrestling for a Cure donations for St. Jude Hospital to help combat childhood cancer. We're sitting at $838, if I remember correctly. And our co-CEO, Phoenix Quinn, has challenged us to, by the time the Wrestling for a Cure show happens in July, that we want to be up over $1,000.
Congratulations, New Genesis Wrestling.
Yep.
Jerry says that Navi does not want that. He's undefeated in submission matches. And as of right now, Jerry Morgan has not been pinned or submitted in either IWA or NGW. And he revealed last week that that's actually Scott's fault.
Yeah, that is my fault, apparently.
I mean, I don't consider that being your fault if you're just doing your job.
He didn't do his job, though, is apparently my understanding, because apparently Scott was distracted probably by a squirrel, or as Dardar.
It wasn't a squirrel. It wasn't a squirrel. It was something.
I would be surprised one day if Scott finally snaps.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could happen, but you never know.
Jerry's bringing up another good point, is that he's also, you know, has not been pinned or submitted in Ignite Pro Wrestling either. So in three different promotions, yeah. He's on quite a streak right now.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to give credit when credit's due.
Yeah, we didn't discuss it, you know, Ignite's on that list too.
Yeah. You know, Jerry is making a name for himself, and, you know, he looks at Melee Mascuda 3. He looks to capture another goal with the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship, you know. But you have an opportunity to IWA, you know, now instead of a triple threat match, it's now a fatal four-way. So,
yep.
Is that more of a disadvantage to you in a fatal four-way than a triple threat with being an extra person, or do you think that may be able to play in your factor because there's four of you now instead of three?
I mean, no, not really, because I don't care who I step in the ring against. because I've never won a match in IWA. So I'm definitely looking forward to trying to destroy three guys in a Fatal 4-Way match. And definitely one day taking that holding up the IWA lightweight champion with pride. So probably my first thing I accomplished so far in IWA.
Yeah, you could be walking into Melee and Mosquito holding the title.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. Will be considered my third championship so far in wrestling.
Yeah, you had a championship in SNPW and IEW, correct?
Yep. So either IWA or NGW can be the third.
Wow. I wish you the best of luck in that. Let's see if we can't, you know, get some gold around that waist to frame the leave that you wear to the ring.
Absolutely. And bring it back to the jungle.
I mean, green and gold is a very good color combination.
Definitely. It definitely suits Navi.
Jerry's saying it's the lightweight champion, and there's no way you're coming out of IWA Productions champion.
I like to prove Jerry wrong. I mean, yeah, he beat me so many times in IWA, but best thing to do is outsmart him.
Well, I say I wish you the best of luck in that, but, you know, you got to get that three count, and, you know, if we use some Steiner math, you've got a 25.33% chance of winning.
No Steiner math.
No Steiner math.
I'm going to call that Donde math.
Yo, you joke, but Donde has been tag team champion.
Yes, he has.
Where is Donde?
Oh, Scott. Crap. Oh, where did I put him last?
You locked him in a closet?
No.
Well, you know, he was over here the other day.
Yeah, I dropped him off.
He was saying something. He was saying something about the IRS and, like, the U.S. Marshals in seven different states.
So was he in debt?
No, he was saying it's about Scott.
So, Scott, you're in debt?
What, IRS? Oh, no, that was just a little misconfusion with the IRS. It was a misconfusion on my part because when I signed my contract to be a referee, that made me an independent contractor, right? Which I looked it up, and it said you need to file your taxes quarterly, which I thought meant every 25 years.
Understandable.
So, I'm apparently wrong on that because I didn't know. I thought I had like 20 years left before I had to file taxes.
I mean, we all got to keep filing taxes.
I thought talking that's about Donde math.
Well, that's what they said quarterly, and I thought that's a quarter is 25, so that's 25 years. So, is it not?
they mean. A quarter of a year, Scott. You pay four times a year.
They didn't say that part. They just said, you know, quarterly. So.
Oh.
And I told Donde that, and Donde says, I have a quarter. And he pulled out a chicken wing. It wasn't even a quarter. And then he ate it.
What? What?
Oh my God.
What?
See what I deal with on a weekly basis or a daily basis? I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's Nanda. You know.
Scott, your face was red, man.
I know. You need to join us on our road trip. When we go to road trips, I'd love to have Nobby join us in the car because, I mean, well, we have to leave for the venue at like 9 o'clock in the morning because it takes us 8 hours to get there because Dante likes to stop at every single Taco Bell along the way.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Tell him, no Taco Bell.
And then there was something about cows one time.
Oh, we got Dante and cows. Okay.
Was Dante milking a cow?
No, he jumped out of the car window while he was... No. That would be... Yeah.
I mean, I can see Dante doing that.
It wasn't a cow. It wasn't a cow.
Oh, no.
Hey, it was a bull. It wasn't a cow. I think that's even worse.
Yeah. Because a bull probably will... hurt you.
So Dante's like a dog. Like you can't roll down the window too far, otherwise he'll jump out the window while it's moving. He's done that to me twice.
But does he wear a seatbelt?
I don't know what he does. I don't care. I mean,
he's on the passenger side. Don't you pay attention while you drive?
Not really.
Oh Lord.
But you know, because of Donde, you know, I've been in a 5-alarm fire. I got clipped by a train. I got federal warrants in countries I've never been to. I'm on a no fly list. I had to go see a therapist. My therapist jumped off a roof. So I don't know what to do with Donde. Yeah,
Jerry, I think it only works if we say it out loud. We've got Jerry trying to do a summoning here in the chat.
What is he doing?
Oh, he's. We've got Jerry and Dart are both trying to do a summoning in the chat.
His name. We don't speak his name. He's like Beetlejuice. You say his name three times, he shuts up.
Nobody says and we're already at two. So yeah. I was being very careful not to say it a third time, because that's the last thing that we need right now.
Yeah, we don't need that. So just don't say his name. We'll be good.
We got Jerry saying that he'll see you on the 31st, Navi.
Same to you, Jerry.
And he's signing off for the night. But Navi, you know what? We like to have fun here. And one of the fun things
I'm all about like fun.
All right. Well, one of the fun things we like to do is we actually like to play a game with our guests, and we like to call that game. Shock therapy. And now how this game worked. Yep. Now how this game works, Navi, is we're going to ask you three questions. If you get two out of the three questions right, you will win a signed poster for Melee and Mosquito 3, keeping the tradition alive. And you will be playing tonight for Brandon Hunt.
I'm down for it.
And all you have to do, Navi, is get two out of the three questions right. And we like to tailor our questions to our guests. And as we all know, Navi Kai is from the forest. So, we want to know how much Navi Kai knows about Forrest. Forrest Gump, that is.
Like, I'm asked about Forrest Gump or the forest. Like, which one?
Forrest Gump.
Tom Hanks.
So, you just
run,
have
Forrest,
to get...
run.
You know what? I think you'll do good at this one then. Are you ready, Navi?
Yep.
All right. Your first question. Finish this famous phrase from Forrest Gump. Life is like a blank. Is it A, riding a bike, B, box of chocolates, C, running with scissors, or D, unpaid parking tickets?
see?
Why? You think the phrase is life is like running with scissors?
I bet I got that wrong, did I?
Well, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Ah, unfortunately, the correct answer is
box of chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Well, you got to get the next two right, Navi.
More chances there. Brandon believes in you, Navi.
Oh, thanks, Brandon. Question. I'm ready for the second one.
All right, question two. What does Forrest Gump do while waiting at the bus stop? A, teaches a squirrel to beatbox. B, competes in a silent disco. C, asks everyone to smell his shoes. Or D, tells stories about his life.
D?
D tells stories about his life? That is the correct answer.
I figured that.
All right, so have one right, one incorrect. So it's on the line on this third question, Navi. Get this right, you will win that signed poster for Brandon. Are you ready?
Yep.
Your third question is, what unexpected sport does Forrest Gump become a national star in? A, underwater hopscotch. B, competitive sandwich stacking. C, ping pong. Or D, synchronized long mowing.
A?
Is that your final answer?
That sounds like it's the wrong answer, ain't it?
Well, I mean,
it's either between A or C.
I mean, underwater hopscotching is a thing, but I don't know. I've never
seen it. No, it's not. Oh shit.
It could be.
I'm gonna go with C. Thank you, Scott.
It could be. I played it.
Oh, so we're going with C?
Yep.
And the answer is C, ping pong. Matthew Bryson, you ever smell those shoes? Them good smelly shoes. Oh, my. So, C is the correct answer, ping pong. You have won that sign poster for
yes,
Brandon.
Yes, I'm glad I changed my answer.
And Brandon says, thank you, Navi.
Oh, anytime, brother.
Navi was about to have our first loss on shock therapy.
you know, it's crazy. I haven't watched
that record.
We've never had it. Yeah.
I mean, and like, I haven't watched Forrest Gump in a long time. I barely remember anything about the movie.
Well, when you said Tom Hanks, I was like, all right, he's seen this movie. Oh, but congratulations, Brandon. We will have that poster for you at Melee in Muskuta 3. And Navi will be there.
Yep.
I got you, Brandon, buddy.
We don't know what your match is yet.
Yeah. Hopefully, I find out real soon.
Well, we're slowly finding out matches as they're being revealed to us.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time for Melee Muskuta 3, so we have a little bit of time to. We got some more matches that are going to be announced at the later time, but we are getting closer to Melee Muskuta. But anyways, where can people catch you coming up before Melee Muskuta 3? Do you have any shows coming up that you want to promote?
I do have Midwest Wrestling Coalition on the 24th. And on the 31st, I'm back at IWA.
There you go. Yep. I will be there at Midwest Coalition on the 24th and IWA. So I will get to see you both days.
Yep. I'm hoping you're reffing one of my matches, Scott, on the 24th.
I probably will, more than likely. So,
because my tag partner is am I pronouncing it right?
El Magnifico.
El Magnifico. Okay.
Okay.
I keep saying Mifaningo.
That's way off. But yeah, El Magnifico, wonderful talent. You got to watch out for... If he has a pinata, though, it's filled with candy.
Well, Navi Kai don't eat candy.
Why not? Candy's great.
Well, not a candy person.
So, Navi, I want to thank you again for being a part of our show tonight. It's a pleasure having you on the show. It's wonderful having you as part of the NGW and IWA locker rooms. And
thank you for
everything that you're going to be bringing to us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, man. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for all the opportunities. Everything I couldn't ask for.
You're very welcome, and you know, I'm sure that we'll definitely be seeing a lot more of you around.
Yes, and I can't wait to see Navi Kai with some gold, either IWA or NGW. I know by the end of the year, you're going to hopefully get some gold around your waist.
Maybe sooner than that.
Hopefully,
Yeah, it could be at the end of the month, Scott.
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
Not end of the year. So, Scott, that is your fault for that.
Okay.
Oh.
Other championships by the end of the year. I know you're going after the light heavyweight, but I'd like to see you go after the lightning division. I'd like to see you possibly go after the tag team, Yeah, I'd love to see that tag team of you and Clay Hoon. I think that would be a great tag team. Yeah. Yes. To see you guys go after the tag team titles, either NGW or IWA. I'd like to see that tag team though.
Navi and Clay Hoon versus the fam.
That would be very interesting because I teamed with Clay before last summer. And I was really looking forward to teaming with him again ever since then. So hopefully.
If you team with Clay, what would you guys' team name be? If you guys can come up with a team name.
That's a good question. That's something I have to ask Clay. But or I could think of something. It has to make sense because, the Forest Island, something like that. Or I don't know if Clay would probably like that, but.
Yeah. Well, we got time,
Yeah. Because I ain't going to say Island Boys.
Yeah, you don't want to be the Island Boys.
It have a ring to it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come up with a great name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to come up with a great name.
It's already great pairing.
Yes.
But every great team has to have a great name.
Yes.
I mean, you could do like WWE did back when Kane and Daniel Bryan teamed up.
I was just thinking that. Team Hell No. Team Hell No.
Yeah.
Team Hell No. Yeah. But thing is, though, me and Clay, we started off liking each other. Like, Kane and Daniel Bryan started, off not liking each other until they finally got along. Went from anger management to the diner scene where Kane said he chopped up one of his coworkers' beards because he got on his nerves and he served every meal that he served today or some whatever he said.
Yeah, that's Clay. Yeah, or if you and Clay team up together for a tag team, you definitely have to put it out as a vote.
The
name would be because wrestling fans can come up with amazing things.
Well, at least we're like with me and Clay when we teamed up, we actually got along. Like, there was not a point when I teamed up with somebody that I couldn't stand.
Yeah, we got Brandon asking what your guys' finisher would be.
Man. I never thought of it because everybody is using overused tag team finishes now. So,
yeah. Oh, See, now you're coming out of this with work to do.
Yes. It's like I got to study some tag team matches.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you could, by the end of the year, you know, be IWA
Light Tag Team Champs.
Champion, Tag Team Champion. Give PYT a run for the money.
PYT is like last thing I need to be worried about. Well, actually, I take that back. Well, I do have to worry about them someday in the future.
Yeah. They're always there.
Well, especially
yeah, always there.
Especially if you get gold.
Party Pooper.
Exactly. Especially if you get gold, that's gonna put a target on your back, and PYT is gonna be the first one to step up and try to take it from you.
Yes.
They want all the gold, so
yeah, they do. Yeah, right, believe me, they want everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Go.
Now we're making Dardar angry.
Oh yeah. Darter's always angry. Darter is angry the moment I step on this screen. She's mad.
Hey, well, look, I got my side of the story, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't get mad at me for, like, feeling how the way I feel.
I'm going to get me a shirt, and it's going to say Darter's favorite referee.
You're just going to make her even more mad, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's you. You got, well, you got to deal with her.
Oh, Dardar said she's not mad at you, Navi.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Scott is the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as I'm not the problem, because I know you PYT fan. I understand that.
I'm only a problem in PYT's eyes and PYT's fans. Everybody else, it's fine, but PYT is the only one that has a problem with me being official because they say I count slow for them. But, you know, we don't.
Well, you got to pick up the pace.
Well,
count faster. Like.
Oh, Playboy thinks that PY thinks when they're getting pinned, I count faster. But when they're pinning, I count slower. So, but we did the science on it, and it's been proven that it does not actually match what they were saying. So,
yeah.
Oh, you got a point there.
Well, it did, but that was only because they had pulled you out of the ring and you were still recovering.
Yeah, they yanked me out of the ring, and then they got mad because I wasn't in the ring to make the count. Well, you just pulled me out of the ring, so, you know, it's kind of your fault why I couldn't be in there to make the pinfall. So,
wait, how's it Alex's fault?
No, it's PYT's fault. No, because they're the reason why I got pulled up.
Self-inflicted situation.
Yeah, PYT. It's PYT's fault. I got yanked out of the ring because they pulled me out of the ring, even though they said they were there to fix my glasses. But yet, you know, it is what it is. I got beef with them. They've got beef with me. So it's just one of those.
They are terrible liars. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah,
I mean they did have a video, but it was doctored.
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah.
You gotta learn how to lie. Coming up with a stupid excuse like that.
I mean, PYT, I will give them. They do have the numbers. That's the advantage to PYT is they do have the numbers. They are way outnumbering everybody else. So they use that to their advantage, and they use it well. So there's not there's a reason why Playboy is a double champion, because he knows how to play the game really well. So I will give them that on that part, but other than that, I mean, if they keep cheating, they're going to keep getting ejected. Same results are going to happen no matter what. If I catch you cheating, you're going to either be ejected or disqualified. One of the two. So,
I prefer ejected.
Oh, they didn't like that they didn't like that when I ejected PYT during Marco's match. And then he came on and blamed me for his loss to Sid because of me.
Yeah.
Oh, boo-hoo, PYT.
But once again, thanks for joining us tonight, Navi.
Thank you, fellas. I can't wait to see y'all on the 31st.
Yep, I will definitely see you at the end of the month there.
Yep.
But you have yourself a wonderful evening, sir.
Oh, y'all too, fellas.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, Navi.
Wow, another good episode, Scott.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be a great episode when we had Navi on. You know, I've been looking forward to bringing him on for a while. You know, I'm glad we got to bring him on. He's a fast up and coming star, and I mean he's gonna make waves in NGW. I'm glad he's a part of the NGW locker room.
He's already making waves in NGW, I know, Scott.
But he's gonna make even more. I mean, he's already done this in just that short period of time. But you know, when Nobby gets a title, I think it's gonna be even better when Nobby wins.
Yeah, and he's going to have that chance at the end of the month. And I said he could be walking into Melee and Muscuda 3 a champion already.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, other things you'll be able to see at Melee and Muscuda 3, Tobias Storm and Playboy Double H going against the returning Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz in a tag team match.
Yep.
And of course, we'll also be seeing Jerry Morgan versus Sid Holland for the Wrestling for Akira Championship.
I mean, we won't have the NGW Championship on the line at Melee Mosquito 3, but we will have the Wrestling for Akira Heavyweight Championship on the line for sure. We know that.
Yes. Because Playboy will be facing Chris Cade at Wrestling for Akira for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
That's what, on July 12th, I think, right?
Yes.
Yes. So that one's going to be interesting. I might have to make a trip up there to Springfield for Wrestling for a Cure. I'm not 100% sure, but
yeah, I unfortunately won't be able to make it to that show.
I think I might have to take a trip up there and kind of keep an eye on that match.
But we still are trying to meet our goal of collecting, of raising $1,000 for Wrestling for a Cure.
I mean, we do have one more St. NGW Jude's Hospital. We do have one more NGW show before Wrestling for a Cure, but we are collecting right up until Wrestling for a Cure. So
yes,
hopefully at Melee and Mosquito 3, we will hit our goal. We are so close. I'm hoping a lot of people will buy some stickers I think we'll make it. I have a feeling we'll make it. So
I think we will too. And then Jerry's going to have to keep his promise to Krista.
Yes.
But Scott, wonderful show this week. And, you know, I don't know who we're going to have on next week, but it'll be same time Thursday, 7:00. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. I also want to give a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscuda, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And everybody, please make sure that you give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. And Scott, did you have anything else before we go?
Nope. I think I'm good.
Tartar says she's coming for your spot, Scott.
Well, she can wait in line because there's a long line. People want my spot, you know.
Yeah, but thank you everyone again for joining us, and we will see you next week.